Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, and this is the launch of Nerd Radio. Alright, straight up, I have not had time to do an even podcast. I've had difficulty with my original microphone app. It's not functioning. Trying out a new one. Have not had time to call Jersey Mike or Movie Guy Greg, so we're going to do something different here. Average album length back in the day usually had about 8 songs on it, and I always admired the way public radio or college radio would always have a very eclectic playlist, and they'd play different things. So throughout the range of the remains of the virus as it takes hold of the world, and then eventually it'll let go and we can get things back to normal in life, I'm going to try to do this every couple days that I get a chance. Nerd Radio, or maybe K-Nerd Radio. I don't know. Remember the old Cornfield County from Hee-Haw? And then there was Hazard County Radio from the Dukes of Hazard. So often with a mix and a blend of songs, we're going to throw in something a little special. That first thing that I was playing there, Keeping Up Appearances from the BBC. That was the show Keeping Up with the actress Patricia Rougelet, and she played the character named Mrs. Hyacinth Bucket. Oh, it was such a funny show. Still on YouTube, I think it is. So as we go through these, I'm not going to have all the facts and figures and probably play 2 songs in a row or something. Just want to try to recreate what that college radio was back in the day. And the one who inspired me to do this is Rome Hamill. He was a disc jockey out of Eugene, Oregon at the radio station. I can't remember the name of it because I'll have to look it up, but let's do it. And if the bitrate seems a bit low, it is because this is being pumped right through the board. I don't have time to really go about, well, I want to make it sound like college radio or maybe, you know, public radio. Here we go. Next one, U2, Lemon. The sun.
Thank you.
All right, there to kick off Nerd Radio, you have from, I believe, 1993, U2 doing their song Lemon, which was the second single released off of Zooropa. It's kind of a nice little harmony thing going on there with Bono doing the falsetto and the Edge doing a little bit of the background mixture lead vocals. And then it leads us right into the dorky, always fun dorky song, REM's Shiny Happy People, from another 1991 album, Out of Time, and that's also featuring none other than Kate Pearson, the redhead from the B-52s. How can you not enjoy that one? So, you know what? We don't have commercials, so let's get into what I'd always like to have, or always would like to hear when they would say, Triple Spin Thursday, or a Double Spin or Twin Spin Tuesday, or Triple Spin Thursday. I think this is the effect now. Here's the Triple Spin. It was always usually the same artist or a theme, but here's three songs in a row.
big future. The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the Honeybees.
Okay, let's start going backwards first. That is the Honeybees, none other than Mary Ann Ginger and Mrs. Howell, doing the song You Need Us. The song is from the episode where a band gets marooned on Gilligan's Island and they won't leave because they're there for inspiration and they won't shoot the flare gun, I believe. Like, there's always a flare gun somewhere in an episode of Gilligan's Island. But then they go about doing the song to try to make them jealous and maybe try to get them back, you know, get rescued. So anyway, go dig that episode up. It's there on YouTube, probably the entire episode. And a little known fact, back when, 1978, when they did the rescue from Gilligan's Island, they went about, you know, getting high ratings on that show. And because it was all filmed, they had everybody come back except Tina Louise. She was the one holdout. And the network was actually ready to give them a contract. They wanted Gilligan's Island back on the air. There's some details there I haven't digged up, but at the time, Natalie Scarfe, I mispronounce her, like, you know how bad I am at names, Mrs. Howell, she was like 90 years old at the time. Can you imagine returning to TV? I don't think she was the condition of Betty White, but I think it would have been an interesting outcome. So that was that one. And then we had second one we had playing was none other, had to throw it in, that was Kate Pearson, along with the other B-52s, doing their cult favorite, Rock Lobster. Such a weird, dorky song. But it is in the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest hits of all times, believe it or not. That song may sound a little tinny, because that's their live promotional video that they did, about 7 minutes long. Watch the video for it, you'll actually see cameramen in the background getting footage as they filmed it. So it's another really good treat. And then starting off that my little run there was a Billy Joel song called She's Right on Time. It debuted from his album in 1982 from the Nylon Curtain, which became a top 10 album. And it was one of the first albums ever to be recorded, mixed, and mastered digitally at that time. It has a great video to it. Billy Joel is very clumsy. He's knocking things over. He's setting things on fire while he's waiting for his girlfriend to show up. And she's, getting in a mess and getting hurt and everything. It's another great video. Believe it or not, that's his Christmas song. So I thought I would throw that one in too. So let's get it back to it. Here is another one. Yeah. Yeah, Miami Vice, back going back into the 80s, early 80s. How can you not love Miami Vice? Because a lot of different people, because it was one of those shows that involved a lot of music. Phil Collins even made an appearance on Miami Vice once. He was Phil the Shill, because they had so much use of his song In the Air Tonight, which was used, I believe, in a couple of episodes. And, of course, Don Johnson went on to a small recording career. Let's get into the next one. So all those kind of really take you back, but there's one that I miss. It was a mixture of back in the 80s. It was made up of a few the daughters of members from the Mamas and the Papas and members, daughters of members from the Beach Boys. And they were simply calling themselves Wilson Phillips, using their last names. And here's their song, Impulsive. Wilson and Phillips doing Impulsive. Now, I can remember their names finally. It is made up of, the names were Carney Wilson and Wendy Wilson, who were Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys' daughter, and then Chyna Phillips, the daughter of John Phillips and Michelle Phillips. Gotta love the 80s girl groups like the Bangles and the... Who else was it? The Go-Go's. It's just those harmonies just take you back. It was to a simpler, fun time before we had all this crap going around right now. Anyway, I'm going to post this up. Have a good one. Take it easy. It'll be a few more days. Try to throw up another edition of Nerd. I don't know what I'm going to call it. Nerd Radio or Nerdly Radio something. Maybe Nerdly Mix Fix Radio something. Anyway, have a good one. Post it on Instagram as well. You can leave a request. Maybe I'll play it.